Welcome to today's deep dive. Do me a quick favor. Grab your smartphone, unlock it,
How do I
and
know where this is going?
swipe over to like screen three or four. Do you have a folder sitting there that is just a graveyard of apps you downloaded once, forgot the password to, and just totally abandoned?
Yeah, I think we all do. I mean, my screen three is a complete disaster.
Exactly. And according to the Maya product website we're looking at today, that exact habit is actually a massive blind spot for team productivity. Especially when it comes to the dreaded expense report.
It really is. It's a fascinating blind spot, honestly, because traditional expense apps have this fatal flaw built right into their DNA. They rely on what the tech world calls adoption.
Which is always a nightmare.
Oh, a total nightmare. Just to get a single receipt submitted, a user has to clear like four distinct hurdles. They have to download the app, log in, remember the app actually exists on their phone, and then actively choose to open it.
Right, over whatever else they were doing.
Exactly. And most receipts just never survive that obstacle course.
And if we're talking about field teams, crews out on job sites or driving trucks, it's even worse. They aren't sitting at a cozy desk, they're out in the dirt.
Yeah, they're busy working.
Right, so an app session expires, or some Friday night software update breaks the camera integration, so instead of dealing with it, they just shove the receipt into their pocket, or, I mean, the glove box.
The classic glove box filing system.
Yeah.
And, well, we know later rarely comes. Those lost receipts turn into lost deductions, lost project costs, and a totally fractured audit trail.
Which hurts the bottom line.
It really does. But the real kicker here is the pricing model, because most of these platforms charge per seat.
Wait, so if they charge per seat, then paying for an expense app is kind of like buying a premium gym membership for a group of friends who completely refuse to work out.
Yes, that is a great analogy.
You're paying for eight licenses, even if like only two people ever actually submit a receipt. You're essentially subsidizing the exact people who are losing your receipts in their trucks.
You really are. You pay for the non-users. And the standard corporate answer to this is usually to push, more training videos or send angry reminder emails.
Although everyone loves an angry all-staff email.
Right. But the Maya product website argues this isn't a training problem at all. It's a product problem. If adoption is the primary barrier, well, their proposed solution is to just remove the app entirely.
Okay, but remove the app and replace it with what? I mean, how do people actually submit the expenses?
Through a behavior they already do every single day. Texting.
Wait, texting?
Yeah, texting. The product they outline is called Maya for QuickBook. And instead of fighting for engagement or, added gamification, it just piggybacks on the one app already open on everyone's home screen.
Hold on, that immediately raises some red flags for me. Like, what about security? And how does a text message actually talk to accounting software?
It sounds crazy, but.
Doesn't somebody still have to manually enter the data on the other end?
Well, that's a fair question, and it's where the underlying technology comes in. Let's walk through the, 12-second workflow.
Okay, walk me through it.
Say a lead carpenter is at Home Depot buying connectors. He grabs the receipt, snaps a quick photo, and texts it to a single dedicated company Maya number.
And that's it.
That's his entire job. Behind the scenes, the system uses optical character recognition, or OCR, and AI to scan that image.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it identifies the vendor, the amount, and the date. Extracts that specific data and securely routes it directly into QuickBooks as a draft expense. No logging in, no per-seat licensing.
Oh, I see. So it's not just forwarding an image file to an inbox, it's actually parsing the data from the receipt
Yeah,
automatically.
exactly.
But what happens if the OCR misreads a blurry number? I mean, the guy is in a truck, the photo might be terrible.
Well, the system is designed to flag missing or unreadable information on that draft expense.
Oh.
Yeah, it still creates the entry in QuickBooks. But the manager or bookkeeper can see the attached photo right there to verify any blurry numbers before approving it. The friction is completely shifted away from the field worker.
That makes a lot more sense. It changes the whole dynamic of how you introduce a new tool.
It really does.
Usually, rolling out software means scheduling mandatory Zoom calls and building slide decks. But based on this, the rollout plan for Maya for QuickBook is basically just telling your crew, hey, text your receipts to this phone number.
Exactly. It forces us to rethink friction in the workplace. If you, the listener, are struggling to get your team to adopt a new process, the answer might not be better training or more reminders.
Right, it might just be the tool itself.
Yeah, the fix might be looking at where the friction is and just removing the tool entirely.
It definitely makes you wonder. If a simple text message combined with some back-end AI can completely replace an entire expense app infrastructure, what other bloated corporate software platforms in your life are completely unnecessary? Something to think about next time you swipe over to screen 3.